Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So day one of Dallas Fan Festival is over. And it was a pretty good day. Now, if you've been keeping track, you know that I started my day super early this morning. And made it to my hotel okay, and got in early, which was nice. Got over to the event, and checking in was pretty easy. Entry into the event was pretty painless. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that this event is not super big. I think they run around 10,000 people a year. So it's not too bad. It was not very crowded today. I was fairly content with the layout. This is a weird convention center in that it's got a relatively small footprint, so it builds up instead of out. So all of the vendors are on the first floor. Nothing usable on the second floor. The third floor is photo ops and some community room, which encompasses like the 501st Star Wars people, the Doctor Who people, LARPing communities, that kind of thing, the community areas. And then the fourth floor has a couple panel rooms and celebrity autograph areas. So it's kind of a strange setup, and also weird in the idea that because it's so narrow, there's a lot of walking around and around and around to get from one up escalator to another, and then from one down escalator to another. So it feels like you're doing a lot of circling. But it's, you know, it's the nature of the building itself. There's a good distribution of vendors. There's some comic vendors. There's not a ton of Funko stuff. There's some 3D printed stuff. There's some 2D art. There's some 3D art. There's authors. So it's kind of nice. There's a nice mix. Not a lot of duplication, which is always good. There is, thankfully, Copper Coast, the truffle slash fudge people, which they tend to be at a lot of events, and man, are they good. So I'm picking up some of those before I leave on Sunday. I don't want them to melt by sitting in my bag too long, so I'll pick those up Sunday before I leave. Today I grabbed an autograph from Dennis Lawson. Most people will know him as Wedge from Star Wars and or Ewan McGregor's uncle. However, I know him from a movie called The Machine. Well, that's not the only place I know him. Obviously, I know him from Star Wars. Cool your jets. But no, I saw him in a film called The Machine, which was actually one of the earliest films that Katie Lotz, who most people know from Legends of Tomorrow, she was in, and it came out around the same time as Ex Machina, which got a lot more press. However, I think, generally speaking, I was more happy with The Machine. I think it was smarter, and I liked its philosophy better. Dennis was really excited when I handed him the DVD cover, which I'd already gotten Katie to sign for The Machine. He was very excited. He was like, "Oh, someone remembers this." And I explained why I liked it. And he goes, "The two guys that made that film were very smart." And I tend to agree. I like that movie quite a bit. So it doesn't surprise me that those two guys were smart. I also grabbed a photo op today with Mira Sorvino, after which I got her to sign it. She's a lovely lady to talk to. It was weird because when we were waiting in line, they came out.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Told us all the standard photo op things, which was, you know, put your stuff down here, we're going to scan your QR code, but no contact, which harkened back to the early days of post-COVID or intra-COVID events. But at least there's no plexiglass. However, they did explain it in that she doesn't want to catch anything because she's on Dancing with the Stars right now. And, you know, I wouldn't want to try to dance what those people dance if I caught something from one of several hundred / thousand people at a convention. So good on her for trying to take care of herself. I also stopped at the droid builders people. They build a lot of Star Wars droids, so there's a lot of R2. It's the astromech type droids running around. And I did learn that you can effectively at this point in terms of building your own actual Star Wars droid, that you can effectively 3D print most of an R2 unit. Who knew? I didn't. So that's an interesting thing. But no, all in all, day one has been really good. I'll try to post some pictures here maybe tomorrow. It's been a long day and I just don't have it in me. So, but know that, it is going well. It's a very well run event, so far. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to day two, where I will get to experience the madness that will likely be Paul Bettany's line for autographs. So we'll see how that goes. Till next time, don't forget to like us and follow us and share us on all of the social media outlets. You know how all that works. Go to the website, vsmoviepodcast.com, and you can find links to our stuff. Be good, stay safe, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye.